the cold and in the dark. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. More than half of the country is feeling the effects of a powerful winter storm and a punishing Arctic blast. The National Weather Service says it will be the coldest Christmas Eve on record in Atlanta.
Highs today only look to get to about the mid-20s, which is right about, 25 to 30 degrees below normal for what we normally expect for this time of year.
Meteorologist Lindsay Marlowe, hundreds of thousands of people are without power. Holiday travel by road, by rail, and by air severely impacted by stormy weather.
The Pacific Northwest was bombarded with freezing rain, and what that caused was an icing over of all three runways at Seattle-Tacoma Airport. So they were forced to shut down the entire airport for a time because it's harder to get that ice off the runway than it is snow.
Fox's Mike Tobin. The website FlightAware says more than 1,400 flights in the U.S. are canceled today. The holiday spirit shattered in Minnesota, where a 19-year-old man was shot to death at the Mall of America. It happened during a dispute yesterday.
The family here, I really feel bad for them and their loss. I mean, this is before Christmas, and now they're having to bury one of their loved ones.
Bloomington Police Chief Booker Hodges, no one's been arrested. The mall will be open today. There was a shooting at an Air Force base in South Carolina. Officials say an airman shot and wounded a person who tried to illegally gain entry to Shaw Air Force Base. Fighter jets were scrambled in Taiwan today after several Chinese aircraft and naval vessels got close to the island. Officials in Taiwan say the island's missile defense system was also readied. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An Ohio mother has plenty to be thankful for this season. Her two young sons are safe. The five-month-old twins were kidnapped this week and recovered in two different states, Ohio and Indiana.
Indianapolis police say the boy was found Thursday night in the abandoned stolen car in the parking lot of a Papa John's restaurant in that city, and that the car was in the lot for about 2 days. The car was originally stolen 3 days before in Columbus, Ohio, while the boy's mother was picking up an order in a pizza restaurant there. The first twin was found just hours later in a car seat at the Dayton, Ohio airport. His brother was checked out at a hospital in Indianapolis and is in good health. Police have arrested a 24-year-old homeless woman on kidnapping charges. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Former crypto king Sam Bankman-Fried is home with his parents in California. He's been released from federal custody ahead of his fraud trial.
Now, this home is not only where Bankman-Fried will rest his head. It is also security for his release. If Bankman-Fried fails to return to court, then this home could be seized along with the assets of his parents who signed the bond, as well as possibly two other mystery people who also reportedly guaranteed the bond.
Fox's Lydia Hu, two of Fried's former business associates have pleaded guilty to federal charges. Privacy issues are plaguing TikTok at a time when the popular app is already on thin ice in the U.S.
Forbes reports that some of their reporters were being secretly surveilled by TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, who tracked them by accessing their IP addresses and user data, trying to see if their paths crossed with any of ByteDance's employees.
Fox's Hillary Vaughn, Congress just banned the app on government devices. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.